Welcome to the Federal Law Enforcement Podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langan. In the past year, the need for solutions that deliver powerful insights to federal law enforcement agencies became more important than ever. And these solutions need to provide interoperability, connectivity, and of course, speed. And today we are speaking with Sam Croft, who is the IoT Business Development Manager at Verizon, who will discuss how federal law enforcement agencies are improving mission delivery with these types of solutions. And Sam, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Matt. Glad to be here.
Yeah, sure. Our pleasure, of course. And let's talk about the challenges overall. So what challenges have been presented in the law enforcement space in the past year?
Well, there's been quite a few. I think that when we're looking at how 2020, you know, really shaped up, there were some significant challenges in how technology was delivered and consumed. One of the challenges, of course, is interoperability and having that ability to work across separate platforms, across disparate networks, and still having the same quality of service that's needed in the federal space. And then also being able to have interoperability and having the ability to have priority and preemption, all of those types of elements became more a need than ever before.
All right, great. Awesome. Well, thanks for discussing those challenges. So let's dive into more about the solutions. So what solutions are being leveraged to combat these challenges?
There's quite a few. And I think that when we're looking at how 5G and 4G have really developed over the past couple of years, and more so in 2020, there are a lot of different platforms and partners and program developers that are trying to connect between different networks. I mean, right now, if I was to send a text message or a call to some other network from Verizon somewhere else, that interaction can happen. But when we start looking at priority services, how do we make sure that the priority services are going from one network to the other network? We've partnered with DHS with Wireless Priority Service to actually have that capability as kind of DHS being the great equalizer, allowing a stable platform that can work with priority services across the network, and then being able to have that received as a priority call is a major step forward. And there's also other program developers out there. I'll just throw out one, for example, MutualLink, and there are others doing this as well as Motorola and others. But MutualLink has designed a platform where you can send not just video across the platforms with priority, but from different types of agencies, state, local, even consumer or enterprise, can also have that ability to have an interoperable communication and be able to get situational awareness and command and control response through their network and through their capability. And that gives a lot more power and a lot more safety to not just the law enforcement, but the citizens that law enforcement in the federal space is there to assist.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. You know, for our last question here, it's a little bit more future focused. And again, it's going to touch upon 5G, which you discussed. So how do you see these solutions, especially with regards to 5G, continuing to change this space, this arena?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. And I think that's one of the more powerful things about 5G is that it's just, we've only scratched the surface of capability. When we look at 5G, you're going to be able to have faster communication, near no latency. You're going to be able to have additional types of communication, network slicing, and then being able to have the ability to press the button, have that call go through, or video or drones, all of that having a better capability of delivering that mission critical information near real time and be able to make decisions, those critical decisions with having that capability. And that's just one of the things that 5G can do. They can make a dumb camera into a smart camera. And you have other options that you can explore when you add mobile edge computing, the ability to have all that computing at the edge of our network. And that partnership with mobile edge computing and 5G really open up the dynamics of what the future really holds. And it's hard just to narrow down one thing because really the possibilities are endless. Just like we went from a 3G to 4G, at the beginning, we didn't understand what you could really do with it. And we're at that same point right now with the 4G to 5G, the evolution that the next stage of where we're going to be with communications, both wireless and wireline, are endless. And so it's very exciting to be at this point, I think, in just society, especially within the government space, within the consumer space, with 5G is going to be able to deliver long term. And it's just fun to watch and fascinating to see what's being developed today.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great way to conclude this federal law enforcement podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider, where you heard Sam Kroc, who's the IoT Business Development Manager at Verizon, discuss how federal law enforcement agencies are using innovations that provide interoperability, connectivity, and of course, speed for improving overall mission delivery. And Sam, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.